The North Carolina Supreme Court is once again pondering how much you pay on your electric bill. The court heard oral arguments yesterday about whether state regulators adequately considered customer finances when approving rate increases for Duke Energy in 2011 and 2013. It was 2 hours of arguments, but WFAE's Ben Bradford is going to take you through it in 3 minutes.
Your rates went up a little over 7% in 2011 and another 5% in 2013. Duke says the average Western North Carolina household now pays about $14 more a month. John Madry of the State Attorney General's office argued that the State Utilities Commission didn't take into account how the hikes affect ratepayers, particularly low income.
Did you hear any testimony? Are there any findings of fact?
The impact of changing economic conditions on customers is embedded in the analysis.
Representing Duke, Chris Browning of law firm Williams Mullen. The cases have made strange bedfellows. Sitting next to Browning, Bill Grantmeyer, attorney for the public staff, the state body that represents customers in rate cases. He also argued they took ratepayers into account.
Public staff believes that the 236 customers who testified provided more than ample evidence.
The vast majority testified they would have a hard time making the payments, but Madry says the commission didn't temper the increase.
The commission acknowledges that testimony, but largely discounts it, saying that it's not persuasive or it dealt with other matters beyond the rate itself.
With yesterday's, the court has heard 5 rate cases in the past 2 years. There's almost a routine. The power company and the public staff agree to a rate increase. The Utilities Commission approves it. The Attorney General appeals it. And ultimately, the Supreme Court hears it. Decisions have been mixed. In 2012, the court told the Utilities Commission to go back and do more thorough analysis. It came back with the exact same number.
Down to the decimal and 2 places beyond the decimal point.
So Madry brought it back to the Supreme Court. That was the second case yesterday. He argued the commission added window dressing but didn't change its analysis. But the courts also ruled in favor of rate increases. Just 3 weeks ago, it validated another 2013 rate hike to Duke's Eastern North Carolina customers. In that case, it said while regulators need to consider the impact, they don't have to show how that consideration ultimately affects the final approved rate. Browning argued that applies to yesterday's cases.
That opinion resolves the vast majority of the Attorney General's arguments in this case.
And that argument seemed to resonate. The justices grilled Madry, asking if the commission's analysis wasn't good enough, what would be? Justice Robin Hudson was one of at least 3 judges to ask the question.
There are several pages of findings. Are you saying that those findings are inadequate or that they are not supported by evidence? Or what more are you saying the commission should do?
Your Honor, I would characterize them as general, as more overview than specific.
There's no timeline for the Supreme Court to rule on the cases. It typically takes months. Meanwhile, the rate increases are already on your bill. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Raleigh.